Welcome back to tour number 105 of Disney Conversations. On this week's adventure, we're going to talk to Diane Whiting about her recent trip to Walt Disney World, how she made use of the DVC member services for making all of her reservations and room requests, to all the different restaurants that they tried throughout their two-week stay. She gives us great tips for going to Typhoon Lagoon. She also talks to us about the options if you want to do a Magic Kingdom fireworks dessert party. All that and more on this week's adventure of Disney Conversations. Welcome aboard. Hey, tourists. Magical Matthew here, joined today by our wayward co-host who's, well, she's been slumming it at Disney World for a little while.
Somebody has to.
Yeah, she's come to rub it into our, she's come to share it with us. And hopefully help us all feel like we were part of her trip. Please welcome back Diane Whiting. Hi, Diane. How are you?
I am fabulous. It's no longer winter here, and I spent 2 weeks in Florida where it did not rain one day. So that was like some extra special pixie dust. So we had a great
Very
time.
Very good. It's rare that you hear that long of a time because you guys were there for a while. Mm-hmm. Where there wasn't even a little bit of rain. There's almost always some rain.
Yeah, the day that we left, but not until we actually
then?
Left. Well, as long as my flight isn't delayed because of it, but it was.
Feel sorry for the people coming in, but hey, you should have been there earlier, you know.
Yeah, it rained like the week before we got there. And then, it doesn't rain a ton in May, but this was a little bit rainy at the end of April, and I haven't checked the weather since I've left, but it's Florida. You're gonna get rain.
Well, I know I was watching the live feed, and they just took the Skyliner down for lightning in the area about 15 minutes ago, so
yeah it happens.
Welcome to May in Florida. Rain is almost certainly guaranteed, and thunder and lightning are often with it. All right, so Diane, you took off for a little while and went to Walt Disney World. Tell us a little bit. We touched on it, I think, a little bit through previous episodes, but tell us how the planning all got started and who all was involved.
I'm the chief planner for my family, but I always ask people, is there something you really want to do? Is there someplace you really want to eat? And then for any special events that we're doing, I'll always check in if they're okay with doing that. Because we have DVC, we make our reservations 11 months out from the start of our trip. And you have to make those at your home resort, the resort that you actually own a little bit of real estate at. And then at the 7-month mark, you can switch to any other resort that has availability. Mm-hmm. So we started our trip at Saratoga Springs, which is a resort that I own at. And we have never stayed there. I just got this add-on contract during the pandemic, and so we hadn't really had the opportunity to stay at Saratoga. So we wanted to try that out. We stayed there 4 days and 3 nights. And then because my grandson is 2 years old, I thought it would be a blast to stay at Kidani and get a Savannah view. I love that, but he really thought it was cool. He's a little young to understand that you don't just always look out your window and see giraffes and zebras, but he really enjoyed watching the animals. We all did. They're very, very distracting. So,
yeah.
So we stayed there for the rest of our trip, and we just loved it. We always do one big, huge family trip every year. So I get a 2-bedroom villa. And then for my daughter and husband and grandson, they got a studio. And then my other son and his wife, I also got them a studio. And I really love DVC member services. They got every room request that I made, and I was thrilled. They had us all together. They had us in the sections I wanted, the floor that I wanted, the view that I wanted. So huge, huge gold stars for DVC member services. They are amazing. And that's an extra little perk that comes with Disney Vacation Club, one of my favorite perks. It's almost like concierge service that is just included with your membership. So they're awesome, and it was perfect. We loved all of our accommodations, and so we left bright and early on the morning of May 1st. Delta, I I had originally gotten a 9 o'clock flight. Delta decided to change it to 7 a.m. So we left to pick up my son and his wife at 4:30 in the morning and headed out to the airport. We had great flight on Delta, very smooth, no issues. And we got in at 1:22 in the afternoon. We took Sunshine Flyer. We only had to wait like 10, 15 minutes maybe. And they were great. They did go to a few resorts before ours, but not too many. But I never mind driving around and looking at other resorts. So they did a couple. And then they dropped us off at Saratoga Springs and our room was ready. So we decided we were going to have lunch there first at Artist Palette, which is kind of their main area in the carriage house. That's their quick service. And it was really good. My kids got like different flatbreads. I got their salad, which was delicious. The cast members there are really great. There were a couple of cast members that were playing with some of the children of the families that were eating. They had a little like ring toss game. It was really cute, like a Woody's Roundup ring toss with the bullseye. And it was really fun. So they were great. That lobby smells amazing. I don't know what they're pumping in there, but yeah, we were all taking deep breaths. All Disney lobbies smell so good, but Saratoga, I don't know what it is, but it really
something does different about like it, huh?
Something yummy.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a beautiful resort. It is kind of turn of the century, Saratoga Springs, New York. If you've ever been there, we've been up there. My daughter has actually been in Saratoga Springs and she said it really did give her that same kind of feel. It is an absolutely sprawling resort and it feels like a neighborhood. You know, it has, it's like condos. I mean, they're your villas, but it is very reminiscent of like a neighborhood of condominiums. So I chose to stay in the paddock section, which is kind of right in the middle. And we just take the bridge across. You will get lost. We kind of got lost. We took the long way around, but got a great tour of the resort. We loved our room. They've been kind of recently refurbed. And so they're beautiful. They're a little bit smaller than our old resort. Our old home resort of Old Key West, which has the biggest DVC rooms on property. The two bedroom in Old Key West is like 1200 square feet. This was a little bit smaller, maybe 9 something. And I noticed the size difference in the living area kitchen. But it, you know, it was more than adequate. We had the lovely smart TV with Welcome Whiting family. And there was a special welcome message from Josh DeMauro. So that was new and kind of fun. I didn't have that last year. And yeah, we just got in there and kind of took a little look around before we headed out to Disney Springs that night because Saratoga Springs is within walking distance.
So you did make the walk over there then?
We did. Congress Park is the premium location, which is right next to Disney Springs. They call it preferred. Those rooms are more points than just any other room there if you want to stay in Congress Park, which is great if you have a resort only trip and you're really going to be spending a lot of time at Disney Springs. Saratoga Springs has an internal bus loop. Honestly, it wasn't bad. It has maybe 4 or 5 bus stops and it was a really easy loop. The buses tend to stay on like the main roads. They don't have to venture down the little side roads like they do at Old Key West. So I thought it went through the resort very quickly. But being in the paddock, we were not that far from Disney Springs. And it was a really nice walk. The grounds are beautiful. And the weather was perfect. You know, we were there in the beginning of May, so it was not humid yet.
So when you were at Disney Springs, did you try anything new?
We did. We decided, and this was my son's choice, to go eat at Jock Lindsey's Hangar Bar, which, of course, is based on Indiana Jones. It's based on Jock Lindsey, who has one scene in the first movie where he is waiting.
I remember him.
He's waiting with his plane for Indy, who comes running out with everybody chasing him and shooting darts and arrows, and Jock's kind of fly fishing there. So he's got this hangar bar. It's very 1930s themed. It's very, you know, world adventure themed. It's a small space inside, but they have quite a big patio outside. And so we decided that might be kind of fun to try. I'd heard really good reviews of their food. We don't drink, but it was fine if you don't. They had several zero proof cocktails and lots of fun drinks. And we knew that we were going to get some other snacks as we went through Disney Springs. So just kind of like little appetizers was great. And so I got the Air Pirates cargo loaded pretzel, which is kind of their charcuterie, but they put it inside a giant pretzel and it was so good. And everybody got to have a little bit of it. It had prosciutto and sliced brats. There was some salami, some smoked cheddar cheese, and then a black diamond cheddar. They had some really great homemade pickles, a spicy mustard, and a cheese fondue. Our server recommended the chicken on the egg, which is fried chicken, deviled eggs, and hot honey sauce. And it's all loaded on like each individual little deviled egg. Those were delicious. We got two of those. I think they were like, might have been like six, two in order, or four, two in order. I can't remember, but they were worth every bite. We also got the chicken wing. No, it wasn't the snake bite sliders, which are beef sliders with a tomato bacon jam and some more of those house-made pickles, lettuce and cheese. Those were really, really good. And then we got two different kinds of tacos, the chicken tacos and the pork tacos, which were yummy. And in fact, it was weird because, you know, we had eight adults and we couldn't remember who ordered what. And the server brought over some pork tacos and we were like, did we order these? And she's like, yeah, these are yours too. And then later she comes back. She's like, oh, sorry, those weren't yours. Don't worry, we won't charge you for it. So we got some extra tacos. Everything was really good. We were out on the patio. The sun was setting. It was a little breezy, but it was fine. And it was just really fun. You know, our first night, we're just sitting there having a blast. Everybody's talking and laughing and the food was delicious. And it was a really kind of really fun vibe. And then right off of Jock Lindsey's, they kind of have a stage area where there was a band playing. So we had live music. I highly recommend it. If you just want a fun place to kind of hang out, if you do drink alcohol, they have a ton to choose from and the servers can, you know, recommend their specialties, but they have quite a lot of drinks. I'm looking here. It's at least like 15 or 20 different cocktails. So that would be really fun. It's just, it's light food in that your portions are a little bit smaller, but everything was delicious and we really enjoyed it. Then we walked around Disney Springs and did some shopping, of course, and checking out all the stores we liked and, you know, what we might be interested in buying. A lot of the Disney 100 merch is out and that was fun to see. And then we decided to stop at Swirls on the Water and get some Dole Whip. We got a Dole Whip flight and it was delicious. I wasn't really sure about some of the flavors. They have the pineapple vanilla swirl. Then they had a chocolate and mint, so like a mint chocolate kind of Dole Whip swirl with chocolate chips on top of it and chocolate syrup. And then they had a cotton candy raspberry, which I was like, oh, I don't know about this. It's like Play-Doh ice cream or something. Like you love it when you're six, but you might not really like it, you know, later. They were all so good. I could not believe it. The chocolate Dole Whip was kind of like a fudgesicle sort of consistency, you know, soft. It wasn't I don't know that it was like an ice cream, but it was so good. Like I couldn't tell which one I liked the best. And I was surprised how much I loved the cotton candy raspberry. And then they put like a raspberry syrup on it. I know they've since changed the flavors. They do about every month, but those were really good. I didn't think it was too expensive. So definitely go check that out. It's shareable. Somewhat depends on how much you like to share your Dole Whip.
I buy something that says shareable on the package all the time and I tell everybody that's a lie.
Yeah. And it was delicious. And yeah, I did eat most of it, but, and my daughter-in-law did too. We each got the flight and then everybody else, I think someone got the Dole Whip nachos, which are really good too. So don't miss Swirls on the Water. It's kind of tucked away. If you're down near Marketplace, it's over that way. And it's well worth a stop. Different Dole Whip flavors than you're going to get in the park. And really, really good.
Sounds like you had somewhat of a relaxing move into your vacation, given your travel day. And we've said it on here before, and I'm getting more and more like this myself. I used to hit the ground running. I always take the first flight out. But even on the last couple of trips I've taken, we've gotten in before noon, and I didn't feel like I had the energy to really give parks a chance.
Yeah, we never do parks on our first day. And maybe DVC has changed our vacation habits a little bit. We take longer trips and we take more frequent trips. And so we don't spend a ton of time in the parks like we used to. So it's a different kind of vacation.
Well, when you take longer trips like what you guys did, you can do parks in little chunks. But by the time you're done with your vacation, you've done everything you've wanted to do.
There were a few things I wanted to do that I didn't get to, but there's always next time. So,
right. But we got to have a reason to go back, right?
Always. Do I need a reason?
No, probably not. Tell us what you did that next day then.
Okay. So that was our first park day, and we always start in Magic Kingdom, and I got up at the crack of dawn to get our Genie Plus and to get our Tron reservations. I don't like messing around in the parks, and I don't like waiting in line. So I bought Genie Plus for everybody, and I bought Tron for everybody. I really hate boarding groups and the stress of trying to get a boarding group. So I just paid for it, and we got everything that we wanted. So we went early. We did rope drop, and we started over in Tomorrowland. Space Mountain, I like roller coasters, but you know how space is. It's so jerky. It's so unpleasant. You need a chiropractor afterwards. Not as bad as Matterhorn, but close. So I did the People Mover, and then with my grandson, and then everybody else did Space Mountain. We did a baby swap, and then they took him over to ride the Tomorrowland Speedway, because when you're two, there's nothing more cool than driving your own car. So that was fun. Then our reservations for Tron, our window had opened. And so we rode Tron, and it was really cool. It really was really well executed, beautifully done. You know, you put your stuff in the locker, and then just how they have that where you're on the walkway and you can see down, and it's just like the movie. The visuals are really stunning. And so we got on that, and it takes off from like 0 to 60 in 2 seconds. It's a coaster. So if you don't love coasters or they make you sick, you might want to pass on it. It lasts less than a minute. So, you know, my philosophy is I can do this for 53 seconds. I'll live. It's a really cool feeling to be leaning forward on the bike, but you feel like you are flying because you can see, you know, nothing around you except the ride. And it was really cool. So it was well worth it. Will I do it again? Maybe. I don't feel compelled to pay $18 to do it again or whatever. I think it was 18. But my family, you know, they're all huge coaster fanatics, and they did do it again. After we did that, we went over to Big Thunder, rode that, rode Pirates, got a Citrus Swirl because you have to. And that's my favorite, Citrus Swirl float, kind of relaxed in Adventureland for a while. Then, you know, it was kind of, we had lunch. Let me throw that in there. We had lunch at Jungle Skipper Canteen at 11:15. And I asked to be put back in one of the other rooms, not the main dining room. And so they put us in the Society for Explorers and Adventurers Club room. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but in one of the big booths back there, they have a butterfly collection in individual frames. And those belong to Lily and Disney. So that's kind of fun to go back and take a peek at those, as long as someone's not, you know, eating their lunch in the booth. Right. Don't push them aside on their on their banquette. Excuse me. But so that was kind of fun. We like that room. I love that restaurant. It's always, I think, one of the best places to eat in Magic Kingdom. The food is always delicious. The servers are always great. Mm-hmm. And we really enjoyed that lunch. And then in the afternoon, we decided we were just going to resort hop on the monorail. Kind of get out of the park for a little bit. And that's what we did. We went to Grand Floridian, Poly, Contemporary. I was just kind of showing my daughter-in-law around at all the different places that we could stay. Walked around there. We ate dinner at Geyser Point, over at Wilderness Lodge. Again, that's right on Bay Lake.
Yep.
They didn't have seating available within Geyser Point by the time that we got there. But she said, we've got a quick service window that I didn't even know about that serves the exact same food that we serve here at table service.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, you can just go get that and then sit at one of the patio tables along Bay Lake, which is what we did. That worked out great.
That sounds like that would be really nice.
It was really nice. It was beautiful. It's Wilderness Lodge. It's gorgeous. So we just ordered our food quick service. Again, we got the same things. People got buffalo sliders. I got some stuff's not on the menu. I knew they had a turkey sandwich, so I just asked for that. Mm-hmm. And they made that and has a really good like cranberry aioli sauce on it. It was delicious. And we just sat at one of the umbrella tables and, you know, looked out at Bay Lake and just enjoyed that. And then as we were going back to Magic Kingdom, we took the launch and they started fireworks. So we got to watch the fireworks as we sailed to Magic Kingdom, which is like a little bit of an extra bonus. You know, you don't have to pay for that fireworks cruise if you time it just right from Fort Wilderness. And so we watched the fireworks as we were on the water. And then we got back to Magic Kingdom and we kind of just stayed outside and watched them over the train station, which was a different viewpoint, but just as magical. It was really pretty. I got a picture of that. I can't remember if I posted that one on the Facebook page or not, but I'll check. And then we just took our bus back to Saratoga Springs and crashed.
That sounds like that was a really great day. So tell us some more of the highlights that you had during, let's say, the first 3 days or so. I'm gonna ask this question, and folks, we'll talk more about this in detail when we get to the right park, but I did do Guardians, and I survived. If you had to compare Guardians to Tron, how does it...
Tron's worse. Tron's more intense.
Really? More intense, yeah. But a much shorter time.
Right.
Hey, yeah. I'm going to have to think about that one.
I did not get sick on either ride. So our next day was Epcot. So again, I get up at the crack of dawn to make sure that I'm ready to get G+ and buy Guardians. And so we did that, and, you know, because I'm right on there and I'm purchasing it, you've got the whole day's worth of times to choose from. So we chose to do that first. So that was going to be our first thing that we did when we got into the park, after the park opened to the general public. I wanted to use that half hour to get a couple other rides out of the way first, which is really, really easy to do when you were at Epcot for early entry. The walls are still up. I hate that. It's so hard to get around. It's so, you know, you're like, I can see it. It's over there. I should be able to just walk straight that way. But of course you can't. So we first got there and we rode Spaceship Earth. And then we just hopped over to Nemo, walked around there with my grandson for a little bit. He thought that was really cool. Then we baby swapped Soarin' and we did Living with the Land. All of those, you know, before the park opened, essentially. By the time we got off Living with the Land, the park was open, and that was time for our Guardians reservation. And, you know, we've got to do the baby swap with the two-year-old. So I went first, and I loved it. I loved it. I thought it was so well-themed. I was so impressed. We missed the queue because with the purchase Lightning Lane, they kind of take in the back door and dump it right into the pre-show. Yeah. So I missed a lot of the other stuff that would have been cool to walk through. But again, time is money, especially with a baby who needs to take a nap in the day. So we were fine with that. And we rode Guardians and I was super excited and I got my song September. So I was thrilled. It was the smoothest coaster I've ever been on. And, you know, I thought that it would kind of make me a little bit motion sick because, you know, it turns, but because it turns with the set, so to speak, it's not as bad as, like, you're not spinning like a teacup or anything like that. You know, you turn and then you turn the other way. That was not bad. I did take a non-drowsy Dramamine, which is essentially a ginger pill.
Right.
And I didn't feel sick. And I don't know if it was a placebo or if it really worked. But either way, I don't care as long as I'm not feeling sick. that is just an engineering marvel. I could not believe how cool that ride was.
And it's really no wonder when you're on that it took so long for them to get everything together in it, because
yes,
there's a lot of new technology, at least technology that hadn't been done at Disney before.
Right. And it's just so cool. And, you know, I remember reading it's a 4-minute ride, and I thought that's going to seem like forever on a coaster. It did not seem like 4 minutes. Mm-hmm. I was surprised it was over when it was. You know, the music is great in the background. The comments are funny. It just has everything going for it. And I would recommend giving it a try. You can kind of watch videos on YouTube. There is a particular video where they show a computer-generated track, so you can see what the track looks like. I think mm-hmm. I posted that on our Facebook page. It doesn't give away the ride. It just kind of shows you what the track does. There's not a lot of big drops or anything like that.
Not a lot of drops. It doesn't go upside down or anything.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, I think it's mostly visual cues that they're using to give you the feeling of certain things.
Right. And so close your eyes if you're starting to feel motion sickness. Same like, you know, on Flight of Passage.
Well, and that's what I did is I closed my eyes in a couple of spots. And when I did that, I could tell that the cars were, for the most part, they weren't always flat, but they didn't move a whole lot. There wasn't a lot of sway. And it was the turning of the cars that gave you sensations of things.
Yeah. And I think it is, you know, Flight of Passage, you don't move an inch, but you still get that feeling. So I think Guardians is kind of the same, and there's enough motion in the track. And, you know, it is a coaster. It is a coaster. It goes fast. But I think that if you're scared to do Everest, this is not in the same league. And I have done Everest. The G's on Everest are way worse than the sensation that I got here. So I think you should give Guardians a try. It's an incredible ride. I will do it again, where I probably don't think I'm necessarily going to do Tron again unless somebody really, really wants to. But I don't think Tron and Everest are probably in the same league. Tron is not Rock and Roller Coaster. Rock and Roller Coaster, I think, is way more intense.
Yeah.
So, and again, it's like 55 seconds. So it's over before you realize what happened. Your stomach might a little bit realize what happened, but it's not like a continuous thing. So again, pop some non-drowsy Dramamine and give them both a whirl. And
if need be, plan a little recovery time at the other end.
Yes. Yeah.
Just get make yourself sure everything's good.
A Coke afterwards.
Yeah, that would help me a lot.
Yeah. We went to lunch after that. Of course, we baby swapped. So there was some recovery time. I had my grandson. It's Flower and Garden. So we had him over at the little playgrounds for a while. And I took him into whatever Mouse Gears is now. You know, we walked around a little bit in the air conditioning. I got him a smoothie and I got myself a Donut King donut because I love them. And it's the only time of year I eat donuts. So we had lunch at 11:50 at the San Angel Inn in the Mexican Pyramid. We had never eaten there. Well, that's not true. I have eaten there, but it was like back in 1989, I think. So can't really compare. You know, it gets mixed reviews and we loved it. And I think maybe, and my son, who has spent some time in Mexico and different Spanish-speaking countries, he said, I think it's because maybe Americans are expecting Tex-Mex food, and it's not Tex-Mex food.
It's real
Mexican food. We loved it. I thought it was so good. We ordered some chips and salsa and queso for the table. That does not automatically come out. There's nothing that automatically comes out. Like there's not a bread service. And then I got the ribeye tacos. Oh, they were so good. And by tacos, of course, there's no hard shell tacos. Again, it's not Tex-Mex.
Right.
It was just
soft tortillas.
It was, soft tortillas. It was delicious. And I'm going to just take a second here and pull up the menu because I don't remember what everybody else ate. The atmosphere, of course, you can't beat it. It's beautiful. It's very relaxing. It's nice and cold because you're in the dark inside the pyramid. You know, it's a little reminiscent of like Disneyland and Blue Bayou. It is a crowded restaurant. The tables are close together, but it still feels kind of intimate. I think mainly because you really can't see past your hand. So you may need your flashlight on your phone to read the menu. I was going to say,
I've heard people taking flashlights out, getting their phones out so they could read their menus better.
Yeah.
It's all kinds of stuff. So
it's very, the lighting is very low and atmospheric, but okay. It is beautiful. Of course, if you're seated along the river, that's really gorgeous and special because we had such a large party. We were sitting wherever they could fit us. Right. And we had a sleeping 2-year-old. So they were so kind and let us bring the stroller into the restaurant, which doesn't always happen. So kudos to the cast. They were just absolutely amazing. So some people did get the chicken, which is a grilled chicken breast with garlic, potatoes, poblano peppers, corn, poblano pepper cream sauce, queso fresco. Mine, like I said, I got the ribeye tacos. That was $32. It was thinly sliced ribeye again with poblano peppers, red onions, bacon, Monterey Jack, corn tortillas, and plantains, and topped with crema mexicana and cotija cheese. And it was really, really good. So they're all kind of variations on different types of tacos, but again, not like what Americans think of when they think of Mexican food. So mm-hmm. if you can kind of get your head out of that space, I think you'll really enjoy it. We did not get any dessert because we're in Epcot and it's Flower and Garden, but the entrees were really good and I thought well worth it. I would eat there again.
I need to add that to my list because my wife enjoys genuine Mexican food.
She would like it.
We have a restaurant here that we go to that she says is really, really close. So mm-hmm. it sounds like something she would enjoy. So maybe one of these days, if she and I could ever get a chance to go back, just the two of us, mm-hmm. I might just have to surprise her with that one.
Yeah, it's a beautiful restaurant. It's a nice romantic restaurant, you know, not with a whole big family like we were.
Right.
With a big crowd and a baby. But, you know, they do have tables for two. If you could get one near the water, that would be really pretty. And then you can watch the boats as they go by. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. After that, we started heading through World Showcase. So we walked through China. Then we kind of had to hustle it to Remy because we had our Genie Plus. That's what I hate about Genie Plus. There's so much back and forth
yep.
to get to where you need to be. That I really don't like that. But we went to Remy. We rode that. Then we went to play with my grandson a little bit. He needed to go back for a nap. They went over to Art of Animation, and my husband went with them because he loves cars. So they went over there to see cars. I took the rest of the family kind of through some of the countries. We went to Germany. We went to Japan. We went to Norway so I could get school bread because I love it. And Norway is one of my favorite pavilions. Then we went and did a Genie Plus on Test Track, which it worked, you know, Test Track was running. So yay. That's down more than it's up. That ride. Yeah. So we did that. And then we headed back to Saratoga. It was kind of the late afternoon. Everybody wanted to take a nap because we had an after hours party at Hollywood Studios that night.
Well, we got to talk about that because I haven't heard a lot of chit chat on that.
It's good.
I hear a lot about Magic Kingdom, but not a lot about studios.
Studios is what they've been doing. I think they are for sure doing it through June. They sell out every right. night, so I'm sure they're going to add them. I had park reservations on the day that they had the party because I didn't add this until kind of the last minute. But if you are going and you want to save yourself one day on your park hopper pass, you could just book this instead. Of course, if you're extended out so many days to where your extra day is only going to cost you $15 or $20, you know, do it all. Right. I got the annual pass discount. So I think my tickets were like $119, maybe less. I had a 20% discount. So we went and did that. You can enter the park that night. It depends on when the park is closing, but we got ourselves over to the park a little bit earlier. We just decided we were going to get something to eat because we were all starving. Stuff was starting to shut down. So we actually went over to Rosie's All American, which, you know, if you just want a burger, that's what we got. It was fine. you know, I wouldn't recommend eating there, but everything else was, all the other eateries were kind of closing.
Is that one, is that the one that's over by Rock and Roller Coaster over that way?
Yeah, it is. It okay. is. So it was fine. It was a burger. I think some of my family got hot dogs and, you know, it's your basic, basic American garbage food, but you know, it was good. Disney fries. I love Disney fries. So that was fine. With the party, you are allowed as many snacks as you want. They had Mickey bars. They had Mickey ice cream sandwiches, any soft drinks, water, popcorn, frozen fruit bars. Mm-hmm. So we did that a little bit later at night. You know, turns out I can only eat one Mickey bar. So you're not really going to get your money back unless you eat like 15 of them. But, you know, it's a free dessert. And of course, we got free drinks and you can carry those around with you. We did, you get two hours. We, in that time, I think we waited in line for Rise. It was 10, 15 minutes maybe. And I try to allow a little bit of time for the day guests to get out of the park, but we went to Rise right away and it was not a long wait at all.
Yeah.
Kind of had it in B mode. So I guess that's how they do it at these parties. It was not that way when we went.
It depends on which way you go. From what I understand, one of the BB-8 Ray displays isn't working at all right now.
That's the one we got, which was fine. You know, I'm like, okay, I wouldn't have been happy if I paid for this, but I, you know, if I paid for the lightning lane, but I did not. So we did that. Then we immediately did the Falcon. Then we did Midway Mania and we did Runaway Railway and we did Tower of Terror. Slinky had a really kind of long wait all night. So we didn't ride Slinky that night, but we had a great time and we really did not wait in line for anything. More than like 5 or 10 minutes. We watched some of the fireworks show that they had in front of the Grauman's Chinese Theater that was going on right as the park was closing. Mm-hmm. And it was just really nice to just walk through the park and enjoy it, feeling like we're the only ones here, because even though the party is sold out, they do limit the attendance quite a bit.
Yeah.
And that park absorbs a lot of people really well. And Toy Story Land at night, I think that's the best time to be in Toy Story Land. And so that was really fun to go in and do that. We left when it closed at 1 or maybe slightly before because we were changing resorts the next day. So we need to go home and pack everything up and be ready for bell services at 10:15 the next morning.
Ah. So how did that all go? Did they transfer your bags for you?
They do. When you do a split stay, you call Bell Services. They ask how many bags you have. We had 16 bags, but it was my whole family. So 16 bags. The guy got a fabulous tip. But anyway, so they come and they load it all up and, you know, they're hanging it from wherever they can on the little luggage carrier because that thing is stacked to the top luggage rod. And then you're good to go. We're going to Typhoon Lagoon that day. And so we just took what we needed to have at Typhoon Lagoon. And Bell Services was going to take all of our stuff and take it over to Kidani Animal Kingdom Lodge. And it would be there, they say after 4 o'clock, but we didn't get there till after 4, but even when I arrive earlier, it tends to be there a little bit earlier than that. Mm-hmm. Depends on when they, you know, drive everything over. So we headed out to Typhoon Lagoon. We kind of ate breakfast in our room that day and we headed over to Typhoon Lagoon. You have to take the bus to Disney Springs first and then take another bus to Typhoon Lagoon. My daughter and son-in-law and my grandbaby drove because they had a car. And so they had everything packed up in their car that they needed to move with them. So we got there and decided that the best thing to do would be to rent a cabana because there were so many of us. We got there a little bit later. Everybody. And we weren't there right when it opened because of transferring and moving out. So I went over to the area where you rent and they have several categories that you can, that you can do. All of the lowest level categories, they were already sold out. And so we went with the middle level category, which is what I probably would have chosen anyway. That gives you a private cabana. Of course, that is covered. Yeah, there's really nice fabric seat cushions in the chairs, and there were seats for everybody in our party. You get a table, you get a mini fridge, and we had an attendant. You get towels, which, you know, if you're not staying on Disney property, they charge for towels. Yeah. You get a refillable drink mug. Separately, those are $14.99, and we had 8 of them, maybe 9, because they might have even given my grandson. So when you add up 9 drink cups at $14.99, you know, it makes the cabana worth it. And then there's a little sandy area right next to it if you're in the mid-price cabana or higher category, yeah, which had 2 lounge chairs and another chair, which was really nice. And it was all shaded, and it was located very centrally in the park. That's another thing. If you're finding your own seating, you may be way the heck out there by the time you find something that you want. And the shade, of course, will change because the sun travels. Yeah. I asked the attendant who was getting all my stuff and signing me up. I said, which one of these choices are the best one? Which do you like best? And it was cabana number 14. He said, that's my favorite. And I'm like, that's the one I want. So that's where they put us. We were right at the edge of kind of a little pool area. There were slides back a little bit further, and it was shaded the entire time. You also got an attendant who would bring you whatever you wanted. And so we ordered a chicken teriyaki lunch that was delicious, and she brought it all over, and it was lovely. Of course, you have to tip, but, you know, that's, I had no problem with that because I did not have to go stand in line and haul my food all over that, that park. It was really, really, really fun. And we stayed there the entire day, I think, because it was so relaxing. We had a place that we could come back to, and the cabanas are situated just beyond it was like a quick service. It was more of a bar type quick service, but they had some munchy food, fries, and different things. The restrooms were right there, and the refillable drink station was right there. And we were not far from the Coke Freestyle refillable drink station. Right. So we were doing that all day long. We also went and got our own Dole Whip and brought that back and had that. But it was just so much fun. You know, my grandson was able to take a nap in the shade on the chair. And, you know, if you're bringing little kids, you know, you can't really put a price on being able to get them to nap where, you need that to happen. So it was a lot of fun, and I would definitely save for it. Yeah, it was pricey. I think the grand total came to $479 for the day, but I felt like it was worth it. We had already gotten our park hopper and more tickets, so that, you know, we didn't have to pay extra as we were going in. It's on my annual pass. So, and like I said, when you're paying, you know, 15 and change for the drink mugs, and we had 9 of them, you're getting close to a third of the price of the cabana So, well worth it, and really, really,
you just got to make sure you fill those suckers up to make them really worth their.
Oh yeah, and you know, you can take them home, and they said, oh, these will work if you just want to come back another day and you don't get the cabana, you can still use the mugs. They don't have any kind of reading thing on the bottom. Wow. So yeah, so that really makes it worth it.
I've never heard that before, so that may be a first that we're getting that out.
Yeah, so it didn't have a computer chip on the bottom that I could tell. She's like, I think you can use them again. I won't swear to it. So if you try it and it doesn't work, I'm sorry. worked for us. It was fine.
I love that lazy river that they've got there. I think that's a really cool thing. I mean, I floated out on that thing 3 or 4 laps around, and I was happy as a clam.
Yeah, it's a beautiful park. You know, it's not like a lot of other, you think water park and you think a lot of concrete. This is beautifully landscaped, shaded, gorgeous. Yeah, we had an absolutely amazing day. One of our most fun days, I think, and we will do it again for sure. It's just a lot of fun as a family. And then once we were done, we went back to our new home, Kidani, at Animal Kingdom Lodge. And like I said, I got all of my room requests, the hallways at Animal Kingdom Lodge, because the entire thing encircles a savanna, can be, I'm not kidding, a quarter of a mile long from the lobby. We were not that far into the, just past the lobby. So it was great. We had a great location, and everybody was all together, and it was just so much fun. The rooms are beautiful. They're a little teeny bit tired. They do need a renovation, and I think they're on the list, but they're still great.
Right.
We really loved where we were at, and the animals were there all the time. So much fun. Bell Services, we just called them. They brought our luggage, all 16 pieces of it, right away. And then we unpacked, and we had late night dinner reservations at Sanaa, which is right there in Kidani, just downstairs, which is super convenient. And I love Sanaa. We got two orders of bread service because bread service, it's so good. And then I had a steak, and it was really, really delicious. And everybody else loved the other food that they had gotten to. Sanaa is great. If you like Indian food, it's really yummy Indian food. Mm-hmm. And the service is excellent. And it's a beautiful restaurant. It's just a very cool space. So we enjoyed that. You know, we were all exhausted after swimming all day, but it was the perfect end to the day.
All right. So you spend your first night at Kidani. I got to ask, were the animals there to greet you when you woke up the next morning?
They were. I get up again at the crack of dawn. Most of the animals are not out on the savannah until about 7. The birds, they've got interesting birds there. The birds are always kind of out, and they are honking like geese. They're the little tufted... They've got that little like pom-pom on their head. Can't remember what they're called. I'd have to look up the guide, but they have their little coterie, and they all hang out together, and they're fun to watch. And then all the other animals kind of start ambling out. The trucks come out and put the brows up in the tree with the giraffes. The giraffes are funny because they basically will follow the truck around like, can you just hand it to me, please? Like, I see it, you know, they're like trying to take it out of the back of the truck and not understanding the whole process. Just, can you just give me the bundle? But they hang it up for them. And so they are really great at distributing the animals over the savannah. You know, they have different feeding areas, and they're really funny because different animals will show up at different times of day. And even on different days, you know, we had a bunch of really fun antelope there for a while that were hysterical to watch. And then a couple days later, the wildebeest decided that was their spot. So it kind of changes, and you really get an experience that you don't get when you're in a zoo and you're looking at an exhibit for like 3 minutes. These animals interact with each other. It's funny to see who's the king of the jungle and who will move for who, whom. Mm-hmm. And, you know, who has all the clout out on the savannah. And it's just, it's really fun to watch them interact with each other. Like I said, completely different from totally segregated exhibits in a zoo, or even on like the Maharaja Jungle Trek or the Gorilla Falls. They don't keep the animals together. So this is a really, really unique experience and well worth staying in Animal Kingdom Lodge to see.
That sounds really cool. That is something that's on my bucket list. Whether or not I ever actually get to see it, I kind of got my doubt.
Even going over and eating at Sanaa, they've got a great lookout that you can just sit there and watch them before or after your meal. And right off the lobby, they've got, you can either view them from their deck up, mm-hmm. up higher, or you can get kind of way right out there, and they do come really, really close.
Okay.
So it's well worth a visit. If you're at Animal Kingdom, make a dinner reservation at Boma or Sanaa and head over and take a look at the animals.
That sounds like a good idea.
It is. We went to Hollywood Studios that day and went and did Rise Again and Midway Mania, Alien Swirling Saucers, Millennium Falcon and Slinky Dog. We had lunch at 11:20 at the Brown Derby. Never a bad meal there. And
not
it was
for what they charge,
it
better
always.
Not be.
No, so good. It was really good. I always get the Cobb salad, but I think maybe next time I'll do something different. But yeah, I'll start. I have my Brown Derby meal. I'll have a Shirley Temple, which was invented there. I'll have a Cobb salad, which was invented there. And the grapefruit cake, which was invented there. So it's delicious, impeccable service, beautiful, beautiful restaurant. I think it's the best restaurant in Hollywood Studios, and I love eating there. And then we were exhausted, so because we'd been up, you know, till right. 1 the night before. So we came back, took a nap, ordered some food from Instacart, and I kind of cleaned up the kitchen and emailed my DVC rep and said, hey, I'm here. that was, we just crashed in our villa and played games. It was really fun. With DVC membership and every DVC resort, you have a community hall. And Animal Kingdom Lodge has a beautiful community hall. You can go make crafts, and some of them are free, and some they charge for nominal amounts, like $5 or $10 to do a tie-dye t-shirt or whatever you might be doing. They had a pool table in the one at Animal Kingdom. They have video games. They have movies. And you can also, like, take board games, which we did. We got board games and brought them back, and you know, you just sign your name and you can have the board games, and that's a lot of fun to do, you know. So we bring them back to our villa and hang out and play games. The arcade was right there, and so, you know, we all went and did that and just had some fun playing games that we hadn't played in years. And you know, my kids were battling each other in Guitar Hero, and it's a great little arcade, and we had a lot of fun. So there's also, again, with DVC, there's usually like a reading room, a place where you can relax. In Animal Kingdom Lodge, they had different tables. A lot of people were working. If they have to work on their vacations, you always see people on their laptops, but they're doing it while they're watching giraffe and zebra on the savannah, because there's a little porch attached to it. There's a fireplace. It's incredibly cozy. I know my son went down there to read one night, and it's just beautiful. So there's a lot of extra little amenities that you might get at your resort. And it's well worth taking the time to spend some resort time while you're there and take advantage of these things. Again, they don't charge, so it's great. Arcade, yeah, you got to pay for the arcade games, but you know, you don't have to play to pay pool or video games or get a DVD or board games.
I think what I'm hearing you say is something that I think I would enjoy. And even though I don't own DVC, you can still do this even with regular resorts. And that is making sure you're putting in some relaxation time while you're on vacation.
Yep.
So many people go to Disney. They hit the ground running. My wife is like this. She goes commando all out.
Mm-mm, I can't.
I've been there enough that, one, I don't need to see everything all the time. Are there certain things I want to do every time? Absolutely. We all have our favorites. People mover. That's mine. Magic Kingdom. Got to do it. No argument.
Okay. That was my first ride.
Yep.
This trip.
I picked up on that. But I like the idea, too, of not having to go bell to bell all the time. You know, we're paying good money to stay in these resorts. Use them.
Yes. There's so many things to do. You know, I mean, there's tennis courts if you want to get out there and play tennis. There's just so many things. And I'm going to get to the Kidani pool now, because we always take days where we do not go into the parks. Mm-hmm. And we never, I mean, I have the annual pass for the discount, but I think my family only got 8-day park hoppers, and I think they only used 7 days of that.
Right.
So, you know, next time we'll be like, well, maybe we only need like 5-day park hoppers if we're going to do water parks and other things. So the next day we were not going to a park. So I got to sleep in a little bit, which was amazing. But we had breakfast at Boma, which is a restaurant in Jumbo House, the other building that is part of Animal Kingdom Lodge. Jumbo House is primarily hotel rooms. It is a deluxe resort. There are a few DVC rooms there, but they are primarily hotel rooms. That is where the main stores are. That is where the quick service is. And that is where they also have a pool. And Jiko is there. Boma is their buffet restaurant. Highly recommend it. We went for breakfast and it was fabulous as always. So many different foods to choose from. And they are back to the pre-COVID abundance of food at buffets and, you know, no restrictions. And it was really nice to, I really felt on this trip that they were kind of back to the old Disney 95% of the way. Our trip last year, there were still some things, you know, menus were still a little truncated at restaurants, but this was old Disney and I was thrilled. So we had a great breakfast. And then my husband and I headed over to Old Key West because that is our first home resort. We love that resort. We always feel like we're not quite at Disney unless we go over for a visit. So we did that. We went shopping and picked up some stuff at the Conch Flats General Store, kind of absorbed a little Old Key West atmosphere. And I got my key lime pie Dole Whip swirl. So like dessert for breakfast after my first bunch of breakfast desserts, but it was something I don't like to miss, and it's delicious. And if you're ever out there and you want a really good Dole Whip, I recommend that one at Old Key West. It's at Good's Food to Go, and it is lime Dole Whip swirled with vanilla soft serve and then covered in graham cracker crumbs. So really good.
Can't go bad with anything covered with graham cracker.
we enjoyed it. We kind of just sat out there for a while. And then we headed back to the resort. My daughter and son-in-law had their really good friends come to visit with their three children. They live down there near Orlando. And so they came to visit and spend a pool day, which was just great fun. Kidani Pool is, I think, my favorite pool on property. It is just beautiful. They have a lot of shade, which is, you know, really important in Florida if you're going to spend a whole day at the pool. They have a great pool bar that's right there with plenty of seating, great tables with umbrellas, and the most amazing smoothies that you will ever have. We had quite a few smoothies. They have some really great nachos, and it's a fun place to have lunch if you're going to be at the pool. They have a little ping pong table at the pool to play with. They have a great splash pad area for kids that's segregated by ages. And so we played with my grandson while my daughter and son-in-law visited with their friends. The pool at Kidani is zero entry. And so it's just nice to just sit in the pool. You know, yeah. You can sit in the shallow end and just enjoy being there. It's got a little kiddie slide. It has a big slide. They have two hot tubs. The fitness center is there. The all deluxe resorts and DVC resorts have a workout room if you feel inclined to work out on your vacation. I do not, but my son-in-law does. You know, we walk 10 miles a day. That was enough for me. So we just spent the day at the pool, just reading and napping and swimming and playing. And then for dinner that night, I'd gotten an Instacart order. So I made baked ziti with salad and some Italian bread. And I really love Kidani because I needed some other ingredient and I could just leave my villa, walk down the hall. There's a little store right there in the lobby, pick it up and walk back. And it was great. And then that night, everybody kind of hung out in our villa. We played Scattergories. We talked, we laughed, we just had a great time. That's kind of we do a lot of that on our Disney vacations. We like to make sure that we're, you know, spending that time just having fun with each other.
Well, you spend time to travel with family. You want to spend some of that time with the family.
Right. Greg and I had also gone to Disney Springs after Old Key West, and I got some donuts at Everglazed Donuts. Oh my gosh. Those were something. So they're delicious. You know, they have like a Cinnamon Toast Crunch donut and just stuff. I didn't think you'd put on the top of a donut, but you know, they were really fun. I also stopped at Salt and Straw and got some ice cream because I just love that. So we had donuts the next day for breakfast, but hey, we're on vacation.
That's what you call grab and go.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. What's next?
Oh, the next day we went to Animal Kingdom and we got up early and got Flight of Passage and paid for that just because, again, I really just hate waiting. So we got our Lightning Lanes for Flight of Passage. And then I got our first non-paid, not special ride Lightning Lane, but just regular Lightning Lane for the safari because we wanted to go early in the morning. We were on one of the first safaris and then we did the Gorilla Falls Trail, which is always great. Got pictures of the new little baby gorilla, and
I'll bet
that's always cute. Fun. I love, and I'll put some up on the Facebook page, but I love those trails. We went to Tusker House for lunch, and again, back to normal. When I was there last May with my friend Jackie, they were still bringing you the food at the table. Now it's just back to the big old buffet and many more choices and characters everywhere that were just super fun. I love the characters at Tusker House. I love their little safari outfits, and it was great. It was delicious. It was so much fun. And you got to see the characters quite a bit. They each came around twice. I think we might've seen a couple three times, and they're back to their old playful selves interacting and, you know, just doing what they do the best. We did the Maharaja Jungle Trek after that. We didn't spend as much time in Animal Kingdom as I would have liked to, but the humidity and temperature were starting to creep up at that point. And you know how hot Animal Kingdom is.
Well, yeah, it's always hotter than any of the others.
Yeah. So we did Dinosaur, and then we went back again, just hung out at the pool for the rest of the afternoon, and we had leftover baked ziti. But that night, we had a Magic Kingdom fireworks dessert party to go to.
Nice. Okay. We got to hear about that.
Okay. So you have three choices when it comes to dessert parties in Magic Kingdom itself. You can do the dessert party where you have your desserts first and then you go watch the fireworks. You can have your dessert party where you watch the fireworks first and then go eat your desserts. Or you can have the one where you are seated at a table over at Tomorrowland Terrace. You have desserts the whole time and you watch the fireworks from there. I have done the seats and treats, which is the sitting one, two or three times before. And that's great, but you don't get the best view of the fireworks because mm-hmm. you are at an angle. It's wonderful if you have somebody in your party that cannot stand for the length of the fireworks show, because they do require you to stand if you are not at the seats and treats party. Right. We decided to do the one where you watch fireworks, and then while everybody else is making a mad dash for the buses and Main Street, we just go have dessert. And I think that's the best choice, honestly. I think it was $99 a person, but again, I got an annual pass discount, so it wasn't that much. I can't remember how much off they gave me, but they gave me something, a discount. So you can show up as early as about a half an hour before the show. You're on the hub. You're in the hub on the hub grass, and they rope off the section. And it's a decent sized section. It's pretty big. We did not feel like we were stepping on other people. You can sit there and wait if you want. You can shop and come back in later. I don't really think you need to hurry in if there's things you want to do, because everybody gets up when the fireworks start anyway, and you kind of adjust your position. It's a great viewing angle. I had like a little light box or something that impaired my view just slightly when I would take pictures, but it was by far a better view than I would have gotten. In order to get a view like that, I would have had to park myself there like 3 hours before the show, which I don't like to do that. You know, when I'm in the parks, there's stuff I want to do and want to get mm-hmm. done. Time is money. So I would rather pay for that and get my good spot and then have a dinner of desserts afterwards, which is what we did when the show was over and it was happily ever after. And Tink flew that night, you know, the weather conditions permitting. So that was fabulous. And you just go over to the Tomorrowland Terrace, you get a wristband before any of this starts. And then you just walk in and it was amazing. Again, if you drink, this is probably a better value because it's kind of like an open bar. I'm sure it's limited as to what they can make you, but it is an open bar situation. We had Martinelli's sparkling apple juice. They have smoothies. They have any kind of soft drink. They have water. They have milk. They have tea. Everything that you can think of that you can drink, different fruit mm-hmm. drinks. I think they had pog juice. And then all the desserts. And again, since last year when I did the seats and treats, the selection of desserts has improved. There are more desserts, there are more offerings, and it's really good. You know, sometimes when you go to these things, the food isn't necessarily that fabulous. I thought the desserts at the dessert party were better than the desserts we'd gotten at Tusker House on their buffet earlier that day. They were delicious. They have cheese and crackers too, and, you know, a couple of savory things. They make crepes with an apple pie kind of filling and whipped cream on top. That's really, really good. Mm-hmm. So that's delicious. And we really enjoyed it. And we just took our time and it was not crowded when we left. We kind of walked down Main Street and walked through the stores, bought a few things. And it's a really nice leisurely way to end your night. And the park is not crowded at all.
And when you walk out after that, getting on a bus to go back to your resort's a little easier.
It is. It's much easier, to be honest.
I like the way they do transportation at the end of a night at the parks, though, because they will line buses up.
Mm-hmm.
So that when one leaves, another one's pulling in.
Yeah.
And they do that to try and keep people from having to wait too long.
Right.
I really wonder sometimes how long it might be before they decide to go with a Skyliner for all the parks. Because that has proven to be the quickest, easiest way to get people out.
Yeah.
I watched the line at Epcot the last time. And, you know,
they come down the ramp, they wind themselves around and go down that path that goes alongside of it for almost as far as you can see. 20 minutes later, there's nobody standing.
Yeah, it's very efficient. We didn't have to wait really too long for any buses. So it was okay. It was fine. They were there within 10 minutes at the most.
How were the crowds generally while you were there?
They were not bad. Middling. Some days, some parks a lot less than others. So it wasn't bad. I know their reservations are soft for summer. They're struggling a little bit.
Well, we've seen all the specials and stuff they're putting out. This ticket thing they got going now. I'm like, how can I get 4 days?
Yeah. I don't do Orlando in the summer.
I would normally.
Hey, you want a vacation on the surface of the sun? Sure.
I would normally either, but for that ticket offer they got going, one park each day.
Yeah.
I'd do it.
That is a good offer.
It's a great offer, and I would do it if I could find someone who would just let me stay at their place for the couple days.
Sorry, I used all my points.
I know. I thought about that.
Yeah. Could have slept on the balcony.
All right. So where are we going from here?
We did Disney Springs and pools. We just really love taking advantage of our resorts and the pools and hanging out there. We really enjoy that. Went over to Epcot later and kind of did a little shopping and going around the world and that sort of flower and garden fun.
Yeah.
It was a very quiet kind of day, which was just really nice because sometimes you just need a nap.
I've never done flower and garden. I have been at Food and Wine the last couple of years. I think I would prefer flower and garden because
it's beautiful.
I like working in my own garden. And I know that sometimes they have little things, you know, people there that will share some of their insights about how to get something to grow in a certain way or whatever.
I get a lot of ideas from flower and garden.
Yeah. Well, that could be the expensive part for me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I've been in Epcot in the spring before they did Flower and Garden. I remember all the flowers, you know, along the water that feeds into World Showcase Lagoon. And I don't think there's a more beautiful park in the world in the springtime than Epcot. And they transition it so smoothly, you know, from, I guess, what they do right before that, Festival of the Arts.
Mm-hmm.
So between Festival of the Arts and Flower and Garden, they plant thousands of flowers, and I'm pretty sure they probably feed the heck out of them when they put sprinklers on them or whatever.
The gardeners are there every day, the horticulture department, and they have more flower beds than you can even imagine that are brought in that aren't there all the time. And then every single bed that you see is always replanted in Flower Garden. They have special gardens. They have like a Shakespeare garden in the UK. They have a Twinings does their tea gardens. They have gardens for bees. They have butterfly gardens. They have scent gardens. It's incredible. And I mean, I get color combinations from there, just different plants that look great together. And I haven't even mentioned the topiaries. They are so beautiful. And every single pavilion where it doesn't usually have flowers, they're brought in. So definitely go during Flower and Garden if you can. It is absolutely a stunning park.
Yeah, I've seen the Encanto one that greets everybody when they're walking in. And it's stunning in the photos and the videos I've seen. I can't imagine what it must look like in person. It's got to be even better.
It's really beautiful. And there are, like I said, there are always the horticulture teams are always there and you can always ask them questions. You know, they're constantly working on those beds and everything that they're doing. And it is really just the most beautiful, happy park in spring. I would choose Flower and Garden over Food and Wine any day.
So are there any highlights from the remainder of your trip that you'd want to share with people? Maybe things that you hadn't done before that would be new? And
I'm trying to think if there's something I had not done before. Well, there's, you know, we ate at Via Napoli the following day we went to Epcot. We did Guardians again. And we ate at Via Napoli, which was delicious. We went over to France to shop. We got some gelato. And then we did just some more shopping just throughout Epcot. And again, went back to the pool in the afternoon because really you can't beat it. And we had such a long, cold winter here in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
The following day, my son-in-law and daughter went bass fishing on Bay Lake and did a private excursion. it really wasn't that expensive. It was like $200 for 3 hours. And it's a private tour. Like, it was just them and the driver, which I did not think was a bad price, especially at Disney. And they had a great time. They loved it. I think they caught 5 fish. It's catch and release.
Right.
And they had a great time just talking to the driver and, you know, learning about how did he get his job there? What did they do? And how did he meet his wife there on the college program, and just really, really fun. And it was something completely different for them. And we just had fun watching my grandson that day. We went down to Sanaa. They have breakfast there now that you can just either grab and go or eat there. We grabbed it and went back up to the villa. You can get your Mickey waffles in the morning. And that night we took the Skyliner over to Sebastian's Bistro, went to Hollywood Studios and then hopped on the Skyliner and ate at Sebastian's. And for some of my family, that was their most favorite meal. It is that good. Go. Do not hesitate. Go.
It is at the top of my list for my next trip. Yeah. I wanted to do it the last time and I should have.
Yeah, it's gone up. I think it's $32 or $35 now. Last year it was $29. So they know they've got a good thing going there. Still totally worth it. Absolutely delicious food. And we had great service. And it's a really, really pretty restaurant. Very beachy feeling, very light woods, white woods, very bright. Just a really pleasant meal.
And it's a good reason to jump on a Skyliner.
Yeah. And then we did go to Magic Kingdom again another day. We had some more pool time in there. We did go to Magic Kingdom. We started that day. We went to breakfast at Topolino's, which, again, I highly recommend. They've changed some things a little bit where you used to be able to order an entree and then like half of another entree. They don't do that exactly now, but they will let you order a side of like eggs or sausage or bacon or fruit or yogurt or something like that. You can't say, I want the sour cream waffles and I want the avocado toast. Like, you can't do two meals anymore. I still felt like it was worth it. It's a small space. The characters are really personal. They spend a lot of time with you. And again, they're very unique in their outfits and you know, what they're doing and how they interact. I just think they have the best cast members there. And it is a restaurant that I would go and eat even if there were no characters, which honestly I cannot say about Chef Mickey's. So it is well, well worth it. I think it's still cheaper than Chef Mickey's, but it was really good. I would do that. And then we hung out at the Riviera. My son-in-law and daughter had to leave to drive back to Alabama that day. We hung out there. We played bocce ball for a while because Riviera has bocce ball courts. And as an Italian girl, I know how to play bocce. So my grandson loved pitching the balls down, throwing them down the bocce ball court. But it was great fun. And we spent a lot of time there. Riviera is just so beautiful. So take the time to walk around the grounds when you're there. That may have to be the next place that I stay for a while. Again, I have a resale contract, which now if you purchase resale, you cannot use those points at Riviera, but I was grandfathered in with my old Key West contract. So I've got that some one's points still legal to use there. Yeah. Okay. If they made the rule after you bought it, it doesn't count. So definitely going to do that. We spent time in Magic Kingdom. I think we were there a little bit later. I know I did not buy Genie Plus that day, but we did buy Tron Lightning Lanes for those who wanted to ride Tron again. And, you know, the rest of our vacation was pretty much just hanging out with each other and, you know, everybody kind of doing what they wanted to do when they wanted to do it. And literally, we are the kind of people that will go into the park, ride one ride, and then leave.
Right.
But we just had a lot of fun. We did some more resort hopping. Our final day, we ate breakfast at the Grand Floridian Cafe. And that's always delicious. And, you know, also a beautiful restaurant with great staff and really yummy breakfast food. It's kind of a brunch, too. Like, my son got the chicken and waffles, and he really liked that. He still thinks Old Key West's Olivia's restaurant has the best fried chicken on property. And I am inclined to agree with him, but he did love the hot chicken and waffles at the Grand Floridian. And it was delicious. You know, I told my daughter-in-law, she ordered the pancakes. I'm like, there's three of them and they're as big as your plate. So don't feel bad. You will not be able to eat them all. Don't worry about that. It was just really, really good. And again, you can get breakfast. It's kind of, they call it blunch. I don't know why they just don't say brunch. But you can get a burger or you can get Mickey waffles. You know, it's a good restaurant. It's a pretty big space. easy to get a reservation. And then my daughter-in-law, like? It's pretty. It's the Grand Floridian grounds, which are gorgeous. You know, it's beautiful. I do believe you can sit out on the their porch. They've got a big wraparound porch. I do think they have some outside tables. It was a little warm, so we stayed inside. And then we went and shopped at the Grand Floridian. I love Basin there. They give me a DVC discount. So I always go up and get a few things, see what we can stuff in our luggage before we get back on the plane. And, you know, then you have to come home and that's how
then
that
reality
goes.
Comes back into play.
That's when you got to get another countdown. I'm sorry, but got to have that Disney countdown. Yeah, my countdown right now to Disneyland is 73 days. So
yeah, here we go again.
Here we go again. Yeah, I'm super excited. I love Disneyland. So it's a quick trip. It's only going to be a 4-day trip, but, you know, it's great. We've got enough Southwest points that we can fly for free. So that's what we're going to do. We have our Diz meeting there, and I am always excited to do those.
And if I recall correctly, they're going to record a live podcast.
Yep, always. So that's always fun, too.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Last one we did, it didn't. Something happened to the feed, so they couldn't air it, but it's always a lot of fun.
Well, Diane, we ran a little long, and I don't care. I'm going to put this all out on one show. So,
oh, no. Hey, everybody, want to watch my vacation slides?
Well, your job is to get them up on the Facebook page in time for people to kind of watch along.
All 800. Yeah, I'll work on that.
Okay, maybe not that many. But I sure do appreciate you sharing your experience with us. You had some new experiences for you. Certainly the 2-year-old, it was all new experiences. Gotta ask,
the best.
How was it watching it through his eyes?
Oh, it's always fun. You know, he's young, so he doesn't quite get all of it. He's still trying to understand, why are we getting in this boat and riding through this ride? But he loved the Frozen ride. Mm-hmm. It's just exciting every year. It'll be fun to see the changes. We think we're going to do Aulani next year. But as he gets older and hopefully gets some siblings, it's always fun to watch Disney.
Absolutely.
You know, through children's eyes. I love going with people who have never been or haven't spent a lot of time there. It was so much fun taking my daughter-in-law because she's a Disneyland girl. And so just to take her through Disney World was so much fun. So whether you're an actual kid or just a kid at heart, it is always just the best place to be.
Yep, I agree. Somebody's always live at Disney World all the time anymore, it seems.
Yeah.
And I will sit here for like a half hour, 40 minutes before I go to bed at night and just watch, depending on who's where. You know, I don't know what my mood's going to be, but I'll watch something from one of the parks.
Mm-hmm.
And it calms me.
Yeah.
It calms
me
enough.
It's a happy place.
When I go to bed, then my dreams are happy dreams.
Yep. I'm always in Disney in my dreams.
Yeah, exactly. And I just got a text from a friend of mine. I'm booking a trip for them.
Okay.
She wants to add on a Halloween party.
Ah, those are the best.
I'm going to tell her she better figure out a date and get that done now because they're going away.
Oh, yeah.
They're filling
up
left and right. And they're not going until October, so those dates are going to be tough anyways.
Oh, yeah. Do that today.
They also want to add on Typhoon Lagoon or Water Park.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to probably talk them into just adding the water park and more option on there. They've already got the base ticket plus the park hopper. Let's just go the whole way.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Get it all. I mean,
totally.
It's only like $30 more for each of them.
Yeah.
And I'm also going to suggest right now they've got 9 park days planned. Knock a couple of those off if you're going to do a party in a water park.
Absolutely. That's a lot. That's a lot of park days. Like I said, we vacation more slowly and we don't feel so much like we've been chewed up and spit out by the Disney machine at the end.
Yeah,
definitely. It's your vacation. So, you know, you shouldn't come back more tired than you left. And
and
if you let yourself, that can happen. So be very mindful of pacing yourself and taking the time to enjoy. It's always the little things when you come back that you remember that are the most meaningful. And so make sure you've got time to slow down and get some of those fun little moments.
Yep.
You know, that you'll
treasure
forever.
It's all about the memories.
It is.
Well, Doris, that brings us to a close for this tour on Disney Conversations. I sure hope you've enjoyed listening to everything Diane shared because there was a lot of it.
And if you're like me, you're probably starving to death. Diane, thanks again for sharing everything. We really appreciate it. And thank you so much for being a part of Disney Conference.
Absolutely. I love it.
All right. We'll talk to you next time, tourists. Thanks again, Diane.
Bye.
Diane and I sure appreciate you tuning in to Disney Conversations this week. I know this episode was a little long, but I really felt it was necessary to get all the information out that Diane shared. It may be helpful for your next trip planning. So for now, for all of us here at Disney Conversations, we hope you have a great week. We'll see you again next time.
PTFN, ta-ta for now.